become incompetent. They have no idea how to sail. They're spinning the ship's wheel like they're playing roulette and cackling like mental patients. The boat is listing, taking on water, about to sink. They're totally unaware that any of this is happening. As waves wash over the deck, they're awarding themselves majestic new titles and raising their own salaries. You look on in horror, helpless and desperate. You have nowhere to go. You're trapped on a ship of fools. Plato imagined this scene in The Republic. He never mentioned what happened to the ship. It would be nice to know. What was written as an allegory is starting to feel like a documentary, as generations of misrule threaten to send our country beneath the waves. The people who did it don't seem aware of what they've done. They don't want to know, and they don't want you to tell them. Facts threaten their fantasies. And so they continue as if what they're doing is working, making mistakes and reaping consequences. They were predictable even to Greek philosophers thousands of years before the internet. They're fools. The rest of us are their passengers. Why did America elect Donald Trump? It seems like a question the people in charge might ask. Virtually nobody thought Trump could become president. Trump himself had no idea. For much of the race, his critics dismissed Trump's campaign as a marketing ploy. Initially, it probably was. Yet somehow, Trump won. Why? Donald Trump isn't the sort of candidate you'd vote for lightly. His voters meant it. Were they endorsing Trump as a man? His personal decency? His command of policy? His hairstyle? Did millions of Americans see his Access Hollywood tape and think, finally, a candidate who speaks for me? Probably not. Donald Trump was in many ways an unappealing figure. He never hid that. Voters knew it. They just concluded that the options were worse. And not just Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party, but the Bush family and their donors and the entire Republican leadership, along with the hedge fund managers and media luminaries and corporate executives and Hollywood tastemakers and think tank geniuses and everyone else who created the world as it was in the fall of 2016, the people in charge. Trump might be vulgar and ignorant, but he wasn't responsible for the many disasters America's leaders created. Trump didn't invade Iraq or bail out Wall Street. He didn't lower interest rates to zero or open the borders or sit silently by as the manufacturing sector collapsed and the middle class died. You couldn't really know what Trump might do as president, but he didn't do any of that. There was also the possibility that Trump might listen. At times, he seemed interested in what voters thought. The people in charge demonstrably weren't. Virtually none of their core beliefs had majority support from the population they governed. It was a strange arrangement for a democracy. In the end, it was unsustainable. Trump's election wasn't about Trump. It was a throbbing middle finger in the face of America's ruling class. It was a gesture of contempt, a howl of rage, the end result of decades of selfish and unwise decisions made by selfish and unwise leaders. Happy countries don't elect Donald Trump president. Desperate ones do. In retrospect, the lesson seemed obvious. Ignore voters for long enough and you get Donald Trump. Yet the people at whom the message was aimed never received it. Instead of pausing, listening, thinking, and changing, America's ruling class withdrew into a defensive crouch. Beginning on election night, they explained away their loss with theories as pat and implausible as a summer action movie. Trump won because fake news tricked simple-minded voters. Trump won because Russian agents hacked the election. Trump won because mouth breathers in the provinces were mesmerized by his gold jet and shiny cufflinks. Trump won because he's a racist, and that's what voters secretly wanted all along. None of these explanations withstand scrutiny. They're fables that reveal more about the people who tell them than about the 2016 election results. Yet they seem strangely familiar to me. I covered Bill Clinton's two elections. I remember telling lies like this to myself. If you were a conservative in 1992, Bill Clinton drove you insane. He was a glib, inexperienced BS artist from nowhere running against an uninspiring but basically honorable incumbent, and for reasons that weren't clear, winning. Clinton was shifty and dishonest. That was obvious to conservatives. Somehow voters couldn't see it. They liked Clinton. Conservatives believed they could win if they warned voters about the real Bill Clinton. They tried everything. Jennifer Flowers, the draft-dodging letters, Whitewater, Hillary's shady investments. All of Bill Clinton's moral failings emerged during that campaign. Clinton turned out to be every bit as sleazy as conservatives claimed.